Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday, June 5th. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, Wall Street reacts to the Sprint T-Mobile news and Twitter makes a purchase. Those stories and more coming up.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
Negotiators for Sprint and T-Mobile are closer to a merger. The Journal says the telecommunications companies have agreed on broad outlines for a deal that would value T-Mobile at around $32 billion. Sources say executives are convinced the regulatory climate is right for getting a deal done. We'll let you know how the company shares fared later in the report. And for the latest, be sure to visit WSJD.com. Barnes & Noble and Samsung are teaming up. They'll develop co-branded Samsung Galaxy Tab 4 Nook tablets. The goal is for the Samsung Galaxy Tab 4 Nook to be rolled out in a 7-inch version in the U.S. in early August. The tablets will be displayed along with Nook e-readers and sold at Barnes & Noble stores nationwide and online. Twitter has acquired native ad specialist Nemo Media in an effort to continue to ramp up its advertising efforts. Terms weren't disclosed. A person close to the deal says it was less than $100 million. The move comes after Twitter bought MoPub back in October for roughly $350 million. Alibaba has bought a 50% stake in China's Guangzhou Evergrande soccer team for $192 million. It's the Chinese company's latest bid to expand beyond its traditional e-commerce business into entertainment. Radio Shack is betting that helping hardware startups can bring more traffic into its stores. The retail chain is partnering up with PCH International. That's an Ireland-based company that helps big and small companies design, make, and distribute electronic products from China. The goal is to lower hurdles that tend to keep products from startups out of stores. In particular, contract terms from retailers that require entrepreneurs to spend the money to build sizable product inventories to stock stores and distribution centers, and to take back unsold products. Coming up, a look at how tech stocks fared today.
America was built by innovators and dreamers like you. To celebrate, LegalZoom dedicated this month to innovation by making it easy for you to file trademark or copyright applications, incorporate your business, or form an LLC. Call or visit LegalZoom.com. They'll provide the personal attention you need and help take care of all the details. For a limited time, get a special price on trademark and copyright applications by using the referral code WSJ at checkout. LegalZoom provides legal help through independent attorneys and self-help, but they're not a law firm.
Stocks ended higher today. Dow Industrial's up 98 points at 16,836, a new all-time closing high. The S&P up 12 at a new all-time closing high of 1940. The NASDAQ was up 44 points, about 1% at 42.96. Sprint today fell 4%. T-Mobile, meanwhile, down about 2%. Shares of Twitter were up 3% after Pacific Crest initiated coverage on the social network with an outperform rating. Microsoft shares today up about 2%. FBR Capital upgraded the stock to outperform. Zynga shares fell 9%. Analyst Arvind Bhatia at Stern AG says Chief Executive Don Matrick attended a conference Wednesday and his presentation came across as less upbeat than in the past. Again, the NASDAQ up 44. Remember to check out the latest news at WSJD.com. I'm Tom Ortuso at the Wall Street Journal.